room. There's a lot of empty. There's a lot of empty seats. This whole table is empty. Unless something.
Last week we left off on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah. Mr. Danny Laffer just told me that this coming Shabbos he has yard site for his father. So we dedicate the learning Lezech HaNishmas Reb Shimon Ben Yaakov. The Elu Asurais Milechol Betruma. There are women, let's say a woman is a Kohenes. Her father was a Kohen, so she's permitted to eat Truma. Unless she marries a non-Kohen. Because man, she's single, so she's permitted to eat Truma because her father's a Kohen, so she's a Kohenes. If she marries a Levi or a Yisrael, so cause man that she's married, she's not allowed to eat Truma. If the husband divorces her or he dies, so then v'shabal beis aviyakin nureh melechem aviyatoichel, then she is permitted to eat Truma. Unless she has children. If she has children from the non-Kohen, then she's not, she's considered as if she's still partially married to the husband, then she's not allowed to eat truma. So let's say a woman is a grusha. She was married to a non-Kohen. Kozman, she was married to the non-Kohen, she wasn't allowed to eat truma, and then the husband divorces her. And there are no children. So the din is that she's permitted to eat truma. Aye, but a grusha is asura l'Kohen. So Nishkin Kasha, a grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen. But just because she's not allowed to marry a Kohen doesn't mean she's not allowed to eat Truma. It doesn't go together. It doesn't necessarily go hand in hand. Just because a woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen, she's a grusha, doesn't mean she's not allowed to eat Truma. But here there's a din.
As long as he's an Eved Ivri, he can eat Truma.
Eved Kanani of a Kohen is permitted. Eved Ivri of a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. Eved Kanani of a Kohen, yeah.
But once he frees him,
not allowed to.
It's like grusha.
Right. So over here there's a din. Let's say an Eishes Ish is Mezana. So an Eishes Ish is Mezana, even if the Eishes Ish is Nenso. So the Halacha declares the woman as a Zaino. Even though it wasn't her fault. She was raped. She was Nenso. So the Halacha declares the woman as a Zaino. And the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk that a Zaino is not allowed to eat Truma. It wouldn't follow necessarily logically, just because a Zayna is not allowed to marry a Kohen, it doesn't necessarily follow that a Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma. A Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen, she is permitted to eat Truma if she's a Bas Kohen. But the Mishnah says, here there's a special Pasuk. That's the question, where is the Pasuk? So that's on the side of the Gemara, they tell you there's a Tosis in Yevamos, where Tosis works it out. It's not so clear where the Pasuk is, but that's what it says in all the Mishnayos, and the Tanoi figured it out based on Pasuk. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu asuris melechol betruma." The following women have the status of a zayna. If she's an eshes ish, she's in, so she's not allowed to eat truma, despite the fact that her father is a kohen, despite the fact that she's married to a kohen. Let's say if a Yisraeli is married to a kohen, so kozman, she's married to the kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. But if she becomes a zayna, she's not allowed truma. So the Mishnah has a few cases. Hoy meres tameya aniloch. You had kino yestira. And then the woman, the husband says, I have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to drink. The mom, she says, I don't want to drink. I admit that I was mezana, and I'm afraid I'm going to die. If I'm going to drink the mom, I'm going to die. So she says, Tamei Anilo. If a woman just in the middle, let's say a couple is married for years, and the wife tells the husband, I want you to know I was mezana, and I'm not allowed to continue living with you. So Mikra didn't, one would have thought that the din is Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Surah. If a woman is married and you want to ascertain the woman is a Soita Asura Labaila, the din requires two Edim. You have to have two kosher Edim. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Motza a couple is married, and the husband, Lamotza Chem Be'enov, the husband decides to divorce him, Ki Motza Bo Erbaz Dover. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Ki Motza Erbaz Dover? How did he discover that she was Mezana, that she's a Soita? Gemara says, Dova Dova Mimam, and the Gzera Shov, we had on the first daf. And so it's a dove dove in my mom. But just like it says, Al Pishnei Edim, Al Pishlosh Edim, Yochman Dovor, by Mominus, you need two kosher Edim. So you need two kosher Edim for Dovah Shabbi Erva also. So, and what's it then if the woman admits on her own? The woman admits on her own that she's a Soit Asur Al Baila. So, So one would have said that's kamei item, like in Didi Mamanis.
He said. Let's
say, okay, it's a good question. In Didi Mamanis, there's a din haidoas baldin kamei item dami. So the concept haidoas baldin, that terminology baldin, only applies in Didi Mamanis. Here we have to use a different terminology, but it boils down to the same thing. The expression that we use is shavya anafshe chaticha di sura. Adam nemar alatzmo. That's the loshon of Gemara increases. Adam nemar alatzmo yosem imeyo ish. Whether I admit that I owe you money, hoydos baldin kemeidim dami. That's baldin is dinim ominous. Or if it's in the area of, let's say, a woman comes to town. She looks to us like she's a single girl, and she says eshes ish ani. She says that she's an eshes ish. She's not allowed to marry. So how do you believe her that she's an eshes ish? It's a matter of davish abiyervo. The answer is shavi anav shechatiche disur. She says I'm an eshes ish. I'm not allowed to marry anybody. So she's nemenis. So the same over here. Let's say a woman admits that she was mezana tachas baila. So one would have thought that you would say shavi anav shechatiche disur. So you raise an issue, but it's ein ala meismatz my rosha. Yeah. Ein ala meismatz my rosha. So the Tosis points out in the beginning of Bab Metzia and Dav Gimel and Beis. Ein ala meismatz my rosha doesn't apply if the woman says, I have to tell you the truth. She tells her husband, I was mezana and I don't want to continue doing another era. If she lives with her husband, she's living in sin with her husband. It's an isser. Esaitas asura la baal and asura la boil. So if the woman, if anyone, a man or a woman, a person comes to Bezdin and he says, I did an Avera, and therefore I don't want to continue doing an Avera. She says, I was Mizana Tachas Baili, I did an Avera, and now I don't want to continue doing the Avera. I want my husband to divorce me, and I'm not allowed to stay with him. So we should have said in such a case, one would have thought that you should say, Shavi Anav Shechatich Edisur, the woman should be Nemenis. So that's a Mishnah in the end of Nidorim. Of all places. What's it doing? The end of the dorm is a good question. Mishnah the end of the dorm says, if a couple is married and the woman says, Nitmesi means I was Mezana Beratzen and I'm Asura al Baili, so we don't believe her. Why don't we believe her? So the Mishnah says, because we're concerned, Shemoi Neha Nosna Ba'acher. Maybe she fell in love with someone else and she just wants the husband to give her a get that she should be able to marry her boyfriend, and maybe she's telling a lie. What do you mean? Maybe she's telling a lie. But she said, Shavi Anav Shechatiche Di Surah. She says that she's Asura Al Bailo. She says, Netmesi. So the Rishonim give different reasons why you don't say Shavi Anav Shechatiche Di Surah in this case. Basically, what it boils down to is, Shavi Anav Shechatiche is like this. If a girl comes to the community, she looks to us to be single, to the best, we don't know who she is, and to the best of our knowledge, she is single, and she says, Eishes Ishani, I'm not allowed to get married. So that's Shavi Anafshe. It's only negate to her. She's the balabos on herself. If she like Hadoz Baldin, if I admit that I owe you money. So Hadoz Baldin Kemeidim Dami Namaminis. So here Shavi Anafshe, Chatich Disur, the woman is Namaminis. Here, if the woman is going to admit that she's Asur al Baila, so she's affecting the husband's marriage. So the husband is losing out. Let's say, I'll admit, what's an example? I admit that I owe you $1 million and I happen to be penniless, but I sold all of my assets to someone else. So by my admitting that I owe you $1 million, you will be able to collect from another person. I'm a tzaddik avyenim scheshbin. I'm admitting that I owe you a lot of money to enable you to go collect from someone else. I'm admitting that I'm an eshes ish zinsa, so the husband loses his wife. So the husband can say, I don't believe you. I don't have to believe it. If the husband knows in his heart that she's telling the truth, so that's Lididish. He believes it. Yeah, he believes his wife. But if he's not 100%, he's not convinced that the wife, sometimes the husband will have the feeling that she is telling the truth. Okay, if he thinks she's telling the truth, so he has to divorce her. But if the husband thinks that maybe she's kidding around, maybe Shemoy Neho Nasna Bacha, then the woman is not in the manners to say Nitmesi, to say that she was Mizana, because Shemoy Neho Nasna Bacha. So this Mishnah that says Homeris to me on Hiloch.
What would we do by the Mamna's case, Takias? He says that
Einonemon. The Gemara says, the end of the first paragraph of Babinsia says he's not believed. But the Gemara says there is not believed. There it's not believed mid the Rabbanon. Because Chashina Lekenunya. We're afraid maybe I'm in cahoots with you. I come to Bezna, I say that I owe you $1 million. In order that you should be able to collect the assets, the karka that I sold to him, and then we'll divide it among the two of us. The Gemara says, Mikra din deraisa, I am believed. even though it's Hoidas Badin Chav Lachrini. It's only with the Rabbanon that I'm not believed because Chashina Lekenunya. And then sometimes if there's no concern, there are rare cases, but we're not Chashish Lekenunya, so then I would be believed. Hoidas Badin, when it's Chav Lachrini, is believed. But over here it's Menater that is not believed. When the woman says, Tamei Ani Loch, the woman tells her husband, they're married, and the woman says, I was Mizana, and we have to get divorced. So if the husband knows in his heart, he feels in his heart that she's telling the truth, so then he has to divorce. So if the husband doesn't know, he's not convinced whether she's telling the truth, then the Mishnah says in the end in the Dorim that the woman is not Nemen, it's because that's not Anafshe. That's not Shavya Anafshe. She's assuring on the husband. So what
she's
is it?
Telling the truth, so then they'll be living in sin afterwards.
Yes, yes.
And then we'll be allowed it.
Oh, so that's the problem. But the woman does say that she's asur al bailo. So how can we allow the woman? Fine, she's in an emenis legabi the husband. Husband doesn't have to believe her because that's not anafshe. But how is the woman allowed to remain living with the husband? How do we? So that's what the Ran and all the Rishonim asked that question. So the Ran gives an answer. Afkin rabbanu kedushimine. The rabbis declared, since we're concerned, maybe shema ina nosna b'acher. So therefore, they were mafkir the kedushin, so it's considered as if she's single, as if she was never an eshes ishes insa. And others give other answers. Others say that the din is kishem shas, a woman who is mezana tachas baila, it becomes a saita. So she's asura. The husband is not allowed to live with her. The husband is over an issa, and she's also over an issa. So the Reb Lezer Mimitz quoted on the side of the in the dorm. You have the Tosis printed on the side in tiny letters. So the Tosis quotes Reb Lezer Mimitz that the Isser on the woman has to begin with the Isser on the husband. If you ascertain that the woman is Asura al-Abal, then she's also Ever and Isser. But if you haven't ascertained that she's Asura al-Abal, because she's not Nemenes Legabi the Baal, so you can't say Shavi Hanafshi, she's not Asura, she's not Ever anything either. There are many different opinions over there. Why don't you apply Shavi Hanafshi? How does the woman allow to remain with her husband? She should have to run away from her husband? We don't tell her she has to run away from her husband. That was a machlokes in Eretz Yisrael in such a case. Let's say a couple is married, and the wife says, Tamei Ani Loch, that she was Mezana Tachas Baila. So there's machlokes Rav Shach and Rav Al-Yashe. So Rav Shach said, the woman knows she's a Sait Asur Al-Baila, but the husband doesn't have to believe her, so the husband is not going to give her a get. So Rav Shach says she has to be a miserable wife and make life miserable for the husband that he should want to divorce her. Because she knows that she's Asur al-Baila. And Rav Al-Yashe said, not true. It says in the Mishnah, she's ain't in the manna. She can remain with the husband. She doesn't have to make life miserable till she forces the husband to give her again.
So how could she live? I know that the husband can live with everybody.
Right. Right, so that's what all the Rishonim work on it. So they have 8 answers on that question. Obviously, it's not an easy question. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over. Rav Soloveitchik was not so familiar with all of the Acharonim. He didn't know some of the Acharonim. But the Malbusha Yontif, whom we never heard of, said that because the Malbusha Yontif was a Rav Chaslavitch. And that's where Rav Soloveitchik lived. His father was a Rav Chaslavitch. That was a Lubavitcher village. It was a Lubavitcher community, overwhelmingly Lubavitch, and the tradition always was that they had a Misnag de Shirov. So Rav Soloveitchik explained why, that during the Napoleonic Wars, so there was a machlokes among the Rabbanim whether they should pray that Napoleon should win or should lose. Because many felt that Napoleon promised to give emancipation to the Jews. They'll have freedom of religion. They'll be treated like equal citizens. And many Rabbanim felt we should pray that Napoleon should win. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, felt that'll be a disaster. If the Jews will have emancipation, will have freedom, then they'll give up the whole observance of the Jewish religion. That there'll be equality between the Jews and the non-Jews, so they'll assimilate. So that'll be the end of the Jewish people. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe had Lubavitcher Chassidim, who lived in France, and they were spying on the army, on the government, and they found out all the secrets of what the French army planned to, where they planned to attack, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe was giving over all the information to the Russian army, that to make sure the Russians win the war, that the French should not win the war. So when the French found out about that, they wanted to kill Schneerson. They wanted to kill the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe. So they were trying to figure out where he was. So they tracked him down. He was hiding in this. He was in the city Chaslavich. So they surrounded the whole city full of soldiers, and they figured this time they got him, they're going to kill him. So they went searching from home to home to find out where the Lubavitcher Rebbe was hiding. So the Lubavitcher Chassidim had to hide him out somewhere. So they thought maybe they'll hide him at the rabbi's home. The rabbi was a misnagid, a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, a real misnagid. So they asked him, if we'll hide the Rebbe in your home, maybe if you'll tell when the French soldiers will come searching from house to house, if you'll tell him that he's not hiding by you, so maybe since you're the rabbi, maybe they'll take your word for it and they won't search in the house. So, but they were afraid because he was a misnagid. So they're afraid that he may give him over to the French army, because it was a real Muhammad. So they asked him, would you hide out the Rebbe or would you give him up? So he said, he disagrees with him in Hashkafa, but Chas v'Shalom, Tamasar, a Jew, he would never do that. The Rebbe is a tzaddik, he would never give him over to the French. So the soldiers came knocking on his door, and they told him they're looking for Rabbi Schneerson, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, does he know where he is? So the rabbi put on a whole act, and he said, Schneerson, give me the man, I'll choke him to death with my own hands. He's destroying the Jewish religion, and we have to get rid of him. Where is he? He's in my city. Show me where he is. I want to kill him in person. And he was hiding in his home. So they figured they don't have to search in the rabbi's home. He says he wants to kill him with his hands. He wants to kill him because he's killing the Jewish religion. So they didn't. So he said, thank you very much. And went looking in the other homes. So they kept on looking. They didn't find him because he was hiding by the rabbi. So after a couple of days, so the soldiers went away. They figured that somehow he snuck away. So then the rabbi came out of hiding. And he gave a krechts, and he said, sometimes it's a good idea to have a misnagdish rav in a chassidish city. Sometimes it pays off. So ever since that time, it was a Lubavitcher community, so they always had a misnagdish rav. So that's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik's father was the rav in Chaslav. So one of the previous misnagdish rabbanim was the one who wrote this sefer, Malbushe Yontev. That's one of the few achreinim that the Rav knew, because it was around the city. So the Malbushe Yontev, the Rav used to tell over this tshuva. The Malbushe Yontev has, in Europe, they didn't have homes like we have with 10 rooms. I have an apartment with 14 rooms in it. I have two apartments together, 14 rooms in my apartment. They had a big home. It was one big room, and everybody, that was the dining room and the bedroom, and everybody slept together. So there was a husband and a wife. And they had a malamed who taught their children. So the malamed slept in the same bedroom, and the children slept in the same bedroom. And then there was the kitchen was all, everything was in the same room. So the malamed was having an affair with the wife. And the husband didn't realize it. The husband was sleeping. The malamed was having an affair. So after a while, the wife admitted to the husband that she's being mizana with the malamed. So what's the din? Do they have to get divorced? It'll wreck the whole family if they have to get divorced. It'll be a scandal. So this rabbi, the one who wrote the Malbushe Yontev, wrote a whole tshuva that they don't have to get divorced. That's what it says in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the end of Nedarim. That if the woman says, Tamei Ani Lach, the woman admits that she was Mizana, so you don't believe her because Shemai Neho Nasna Ba'acher. Maybe she fell in love with the Malamed and she wants to dump the husband. Maybe she's telling a lie. So we're not so convinced. But what about that? How can she remain with her husband? So there are eight answers. So the Malbushe Yontev goes through each one of the eight answers, and he explains, he makes sense out of each one of the eight shittas, and he explains why, according to all of the eight shittas in the Rishonim, his case, the woman does not have to get divorced. So just on this Mishnah, the Mishnah has over here, if a woman says, Tamei Ani Lach, then she's Asura Labaila and Asura Lechel Betruma. Is that true? Asur al-bayla, asur lechel b'truma. This is only because she said, this is not in contradiction to the Mishnah in the end of the dorm. They were talking, there was kinu yastira first. The husband warned her, altistri mishplani, I'm chayshid you, I think you're fooling around with so-and-so. And then there was stira. She was misyachid with that person. And after kinu yastira, then she says to me'ani loch. It's a different story. Kinu yastira, she's already asur al-bayla, until she drinks the mayim amarim. So if she admits to me'ani loch, she can't drink the ma'am. She says, I don't want to drink the ma'am, I don't want to die. So in such a case, of course she's the menace to say to me'ani loch. But if it wasn't preceded, if her statement to me'ani loch was not preceded by kina astira, then the Mishnah in the end of the Dharm says, the woman is not the menace to say to me'ani loch.
So then a woman who is just, you know, just wants to get married to another man, she can do things which will make her husband give her a kinos there, and then she falls under the category of here.
Okay.
So there's a way to beat the system.
It'll be a big embarrassment that they had to get divorced because she admitted that she was not faithful to the husband. It'll be an embarrassment.
She loses the
ksuba. Okay.
But either way, according to the Mishnah of Darim, also it would be an embarrassment to lose the ksuba. So what I'm saying is, like, she has a relatively easy way to beat the Mishnah in the Darim.
He says she'll be asura laboyel. If you had kinyan stira,
right.
Then she's asura labal, asura laboyel. Until she drinks the maimam varim, then everything is mutta. But if she says tamei ani lach, then she can't drink the maimam, she'll be asura to both. Yeah.
If the boel would say yes, would you zana with me? Does that have any effect?
Also not. I mean, where there was no kinyan stira,
right.
The woman says I was mazan, and the boel says he's only eid echad, he's eino nema.
What happened when the result of this zane was born a child?
So the child is a mamza. What can you do? Child is a mamza.
Yeah, but the case where one man says he owes $1 million, but he has $1 million. So that works like that?
That's called hoidos baldin.
There was no Kenyan either, and you just say, oh, you owe
him. Right. There's a famous dispute in Shulchan Aruch. Why do we say Haidu'az Baldin Kimeyu Eidim Dami? So some earlier Achreinim, the Maharit, lived in the 1500s, and the Maharit said, because it's his chayvus. If I admit that I owe you $1 million, my admission creates a hischayvus. Even if it's not true, my admission creates a hischayvus. So the Tzoyis HaChoshin asks, where does that come from? What do you mean it created a hischayvus? Create a hischayvus. If I break your window, I'm chayv mitam modam amazik. I borrow money, I'm chayv mitam loiva. If I make a kinyan, if I write in a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1 million, I give you the shtar creates a kinyan. If you give me a handkerchief, so kinyan suitor is kinyan in his chayvus. But just because I admit that I owe you $1 million, how did I create a hischayvus? So the Tzoyis HaChoshin disagrees with this Maharit, and he says the reason why Hadoas Baldin is kameyu edim dami is midin nemonis. He quotes the Gemara's expression in the end, towards the end of Masechus Kris. It's because he has namonis, not because it succeeds in creating his chayvus. And he has the same argument regarding Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. A woman comes to town, to the best of our knowledge, she is single, she's not married. And she says, Eshes Ishani. I'm an Eshes Ish, I'm not allowed to get married. So why is she namonis? She's only an Eid Echad, she's an Isha. To establish that a person is an Eishes Ish, you need two kosher Eidim. You only have Eid Echad, and she's a Karev, and she's an Isha. Three strikes against her. So the answer is, Shavi Anash Chaticha Disur. What is that based on? So these earlier Achrayim said, it's Midin Neder. She's not Nemenes, but it's Midin Neder, as if she took a Neder, I will act as if I am an Eishes Ish. Midin Neder, you can make Hatoris Nadar. So what if later on she says, I told a lie, and I'm going to be mataneder, and have charata that I ever said it, and I don't realize how miserable it is to live without a husband. So you can make hataras and dorim. So they say, no, it's a chumer mid the rabban that we don't permit hataras and dorim. What do you mean she took a neder? She didn't say hareni noider, she didn't say hareni nishba. What kind of a neder is it? So the Ksar Sachashin disagrees there also. He says, it's not that that's midin hischaivis, this is midin neder. Both explanations are wrong. Both of them are based on the principle Adam Nemar al Atzma Yosem Imeyu Ish. They know the Benatzma Liatzma, the Gemara says. The Gabi vis a vis, the person himself, he has no money. He only needs to aid him to be Mevara to others. That Bezin should give the woman the death penalty for being Mizana, that you need to kosher aid him. But the woman should be Asura to live with anyone else. Adam Nemar al Atzma. That's Benola Benatzma Liatzma. That's what we assume, like the Ksais, that it's Midin Nemonis.
So
what's the clause? When do you say Ein Onam Eisim Atzmei Rosha? When do you say Shavi Nafsus? You decide which one of those two conflicting svaras or klolim plot. Normally, you would say Ein Onam Eisim Atzmei Rosha. A person would not be believed at all to say that he did an Aveira, unless Taisa says he's an exception to the rule. Unless the person says I did an Aveira, and based on that Aveira, I have to act in a certain way. And you're going to tell me you don't want to believe me regarding the Aveira. Let's say a guy says, I did an Aveira, therefore I have to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Bezin says, we can't believe you. telling us that you did an aver, we don't believe you. So the man says, no, but I really have to bring the korban, and he's not a kohen, he can't be mak of the korban. So then we say, adam ne'amar al atzmo. We say the ikachi of korban is that you need a kapar, you believe to say you did an aver, and you don't say eid on the mesem atzmai rosha. We do believe you, and then the kohanim have to help you, so they're going to be mak of the korban on your behalf. But basically, that's called adam ne'amar al atzmo. Because he wants to get the kapara, he has to bring the karma.
Where it creates his chayvus for something else, then you don't say, hey, no, to mesem atzmo rosha.
Right, but if it's not that he wants to be believed in order to proceed to be observant in the future, so then we apply, hey, no, to mesem atzmo rosha.
He'd be a kosher aid. He'd be a kosher aid, because he can't make himself a rosha, but he's never lots more to bring the karma.
Right.
For ages, he'd be kosher. Even though
right, man comes, a man admits that he robbed the bank. Man admits that he robbed a bank and he did an avera. So we don't say that he's posulitis. We can't make him posulitis based on his own self-incrimination. Ain't on a mesem atzmai rosha.
What's the case there? You said a woman comes to town, she looks like she's single, and she says that I'm married, though. What is she trying to do? Meaning we don't believe her.
Someone wants to take the girl out on a date. So he says, I'd like to take you on a date. She says, sorry, I'm married.
But you can just also say, like, I don't want to go.
She's right. Let's say she's embarrassed to tell a guy, you're not religious enough, you're too religious, I don't like you. So she says, I'm an ashesish. Right? So now, next month, another guy wants to take her out. So she says, okay. Then the Bez Nesta, how you talking? But you said last month that you're married. So the Gemara says, if she gives an amasla, if she explains away to the satisfaction of the Bezin, she'll explain the first couple of people who proposed to me, they wanted to take me out, were Anashim Sheinim Mehuganim. And she explains why they were Einim Mehuganim. She wants Dafke Torim Derech Eretz, so she wants Dafke a learner, or she wants Dafke a handsome guy. And the Bezin is satisfied that she gave a good explanation. So then you can back out from a Haidua's Baldin, or you can back out from a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah, if you give an Amasla. Amasla means a good excuse that's to the satisfaction of the Bezin. But if you don't give an Amasla, then she's not believed to back out. They asked her, why'd you tell a lie? She says, I don't know. She says, the truth is that I'm not married. Why'd you tell a lie? A whim. Then we don't let her back out.
Okay, so the second part of the story is that she says, I'm single.
Right.
Okay.
Otherwise, what's the whole nafkamina?
Right.
Yeah. If she said, unless the first guy will give her a get. She says,
she was married to. She just said, I'm
married. She says, I'm married. Then they'll ask her, well, who are you married to? So she'll say, who? Okay. We'll have to contact the guy from Medina Sayyam to get her a get. Okay. Then the guy from Medina Sayyam knows it's above a mice. He says, I don't know what she's talking about. So he doesn't have to get. We won't pressure him to give her a get. He says that she's a lunatic. I don't want to waste time to give her a get. But she claims that he was the one who married her. So lefid vareho, he can give her a get. The stigma on the end of kiddushin has that case. He says, I don't know who she is, and she says he married me. So we can't force him. We can't pressure him to give a get. But if he'll be nice enough to give her a get, she's a lunatic. He'll give her a get. Then lidvareho, she'll be muteris to remarry. Because she said, I'm married to him, and he gave me a get. Yeah. So this din again, the Mishnah Vav Amar Aleph and Saita, the Mishnah says, the woman is the menace to say, Tamei Ani Loch, if it followed Kinu Yastira. First it was Kinu Yastira, the woman is Asur Al Baila, until she drinks the Mayim Amarim. Then she says, I can't drink the Mayim Amarim, I don't want to die, Tamei Ani Loch. So then she's the menace. But if it wasn't preceded with Kinu Yastira, and the woman says, Tamei Ani Loch, that's the Mishnah in the end of the Dharm, the last Mishnah in the Dharm, that the woman is not the menace. Because Chashin Hashem Aina Nasna Ba'acher. And there's no Shavi Anavshi in such a case. Or another case would be, there was Kinu Estira, we want to give a Mayim Hamorim, and witnesses come and they say, we know that she was Mazana. So there's nothing to discuss. If the witnesses say, Vishabo Eidim Shehi Tameya, the witnesses come, and they say, we know that she was Mazana. So she's not allowed to do, Mayim Hamorim is not going to help. Even if she survives the Mayim Hamorim, if you have witnesses that say she's Asur Al-Baylu, so there's nothing to discuss. Or, they're taking her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Mayim Hamorim, she says, and the Bezin says, Bezin HaGadol gives a tochacha, and Musa, they say, look here, if you're guilty, you're going to die in Misa Mishuna. Do you want to die? Did you do the Avera? She says, I don't want to drink the Mayim Hamorim, but I'm innocent. I'm innocent, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid maybe I'll die, They keep on telling you there's nothing to be afraid of. There's no poison. She says, I'm afraid. I don't want to drink it, but I'm innocent. I'm not guilty. So she says, Gohomeri Saini Shoisa. She says, I don't want to drink to my mamar. You don't want to drink, so you lose your ksuba. She's the one who ruined the marriage. She hot up brere to drink the my mamarim, and she'll survive. And she was the one who decided that she doesn't want to drink it, so she loses the ksuba. And in such a case, she's not allowed to eat the truma, because we had kina estir already. Whenever you have kina estir, she's asura al baila, asura on the boil, and asura lechel betruma, until she drinks the my mom. She doesn't want to drink it for whatever reason. It's andish tiznish, so she's asura. Let's say she's all prepared to drink the Maim Amarim. Husband says, I don't want to go through with it. I'm afraid she's going to die. The Bezin tells her, don't worry. If she's innocent, nothing's going to happen. He says, no, I don't want it. So bottom line, she didn't drink the Maim Amarim. Whenever you had kinasti, you don't drink the Maim Amarim, but for whatever reason. So the woman is Asura al-Bal, Asura al-Boil, and Asura lechel b'tshuma. Or another case will be, they live in Kiryat Shmona, whatever, and it takes 3 days to travel to Yerushalayim. And as they're traveling to Yerushalayim, they're still married. So they stay in a hotel room, and they'll sleep in the same bedroom. And then the husband makes peace with his wife, and they're together. He's not allowed to be Baal Abaderech. After Kinas Tira, there's an Isser essay. There's an Isser essay Minitmo. If a woman is Vadai Zinsa Saita Vadai, then there's an Isa Lois essay, the Gemara says in Yeramis. And if it's only a Saita Safik, Kinestir, then the Gemara says it's an Isa essay. Where's the Isa? The Isa essay is Vinitmo, Vinitmo, Vinitmo. That's an Isa essay. Vinitmo says three times, Echel Abal, Echel Abal, Echel Abal. Where is there an Isa Lois essay? Where does it say that there's a lav? That if a woman is Vadai Saita Vadai, that her husband is also Balois essay? Right, so the Pasuk Grada talks about Machzik Gerushasai, that if I divorce my wife and she married someone else and then the second husband dies or divorces her, lo yichol ba'alirish and hasher shilcha lo shiv lekach da'achari asher hu tamo. So the Gemara says, what does the word mean, achari asher hu tamo? What does that expression mean? What's hu tamo? What did she do that was wrong? Hu tamo sounds like she did something wrong. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. So one Tana says, the Gemara quotes a Tana, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So I know him. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. I don't know where else he's quoted in Shas. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur says that the only time you're not allowed to marry a wife, if she married someone else in between. I divorced my wife and she married someone else, and then the second husband dies or divorce, I'm not allowed to marry her back. Only if she had Nisuin with the second husband, and they were living together. But if they only had Erisin, she was never living with the second husband. They only had Erisin, and he divorced her, he died before they ever had Nisuin. Amachzik Gerushasa Mina Erisin is Mutter. Only Mina Nisuin is also. So he reads that into the Pasuk, Achari Ashehu Tamor, if she was living with the second husband. We don't Paskan like Rabbi Yosi Ben Kippur. We Paskan that Amachzik Gerushasa is also, whether she had Erisin or Nisuin with the second husband. Let's say she didn't have any Erisin or Nisuin. Husband divorces his wife and she has an affair with someone else. Pnuya. She's mezana with someone else. And then the husband decides he wants to marry her back. So if he's a kohen, kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, even though she's grusha satsmo. He's not allowed to marry back his own grusha. But if he's not a kohen, then he's allowed to marry grusha satsmo. That's not called machzik grushas. Machzik grushas is only also if she married someone else in between. So we paskan l'aloch against Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. Even if she only had erisin with the second husband, she's also not allowed to remarry the first husband. So what does the phrase mean? Achri ashehu tamo. So the Gemara reads it as if there would be a semicolon in the pasuk. Lo yichol ba'alirish and hashishul chaloshiv lekachto semicolon. There's an isa machzik rishosai, and there's another isa. Lo yichol ba'ala loshiv lekachto achri ashehu tamo. If I'm married to a woman and she was mezana beratzon, she's a soito, then there's also yuchel lekachta, loshev lekachta. The husband is not allowed to live with his wife and she's a soito vadai, and that's the lav. If it's only soito sofik, there's kini astira, you don't know for sure whether she was mezana, then the husband is not going to get malchus if he lives with his wife. That's only v'nitmo, and it's her essay. But if she's a soito vadai, we have two witnesses to say that she was Vadai Mizana, then it's going to be a lav. That's the Gemara in Yevamos in the first parak.
If she wants to drink and he doesn't want to give her, she still loses
her. If he doesn't want to give her,
she wants to drink.
I don't think so. She had Kinu Yastira.
Right.
that asad labaila, but there was a way to be matarit, she'll drink the mayim amarim. So if he doesn't want to, I don't know, it's probably going to be explicit soon coming up. I don't think so. The Mishnah is going to say when she loses the ksuba. It's going to be a later Mishnah. I would think that she should not lose the ksuba there, because that was the husband's fault. The husband decided to make her to leave her the way she is. She really claims that she has a way to become Muteris Labayla, and he doesn't want to use it. He doesn't want to give it to my mamar.
In the last case in the Mishnah with Shabbala Bar Badera, what happens? Can they continue to live after that?
No, they had Kinyan Stira.
Right, and then he was taking.
And then they're going to the Beis Hamikdash.
And then
Baila Bala Badera. So the din is that the Bedikas my mamarim doesn't work, because the pasuk says Veniko Haish Meyavin. The pashup shot in the pasuk is if the husband gives his wife the my mamarim, she dies. So that's terrible. The husband caused his wife to die. So the husband is a murderer. He's a gram ratzeach. So the pasuk says Veniko Haish Meyavin. He's innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. Torah says he should bring his wife. She should have admitted. She should have said, I don't want to drink. She should have admitted that she's guilty. So the simple pshat in the pasuk, the husband is not guilty of any crime. He's not considered at fault for causing his wife to die. It's not his fault. It's her fault. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Is provided the husband didn't do anything wrong, if the baal is menuka miyavin, then the maima bodkim es ishtoi. But if the husband did something wrong, namely he was Baaleha, after Kini Astira, we tell him he's not allowed to be Baaleha. It's an Isser Esei Menitmo, and he's Baaleha B'Isser, then the whole miracle was never promised. The whole Maimah Morim is a miracle that was promised L'Doris. This is the one and only case where we say, Samchem Alanes. Torah says you can rely on this miracle. This is Mavara, the facts, whether the woman is Mazan or not. So the miracle was only promised Alatanai on the condition V'nikri Ishma Yavan. If the Baal is Menukam Yavan, if the Baal was Baaleha, after Kines Tira, then the whole miracle was never promised. That's
what,
the Mishnah.
I heard once years ago that applies also to the Baal was Mazana with
the right, said.
That
no, that's a machlaikas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. So the Rambam says, if the Baal ever Baal be Asura Miyamov,
yeah, right.
If the Baal ever violated any Issa Bia, if the Baal is Mahal Shabbos or he eats Trefus, that's not called Eidah Menuka Miyavan. Means in the area of marriage. So the Rambam understands if the Baal ever violated Bi Asura Miyamov from the day that he became Bar Mitzvah, so then he can't. And Rashi does not learn. That's going to be a later Mishnah. Rashi does not learn like that. The only time the Baal is not Menuka Miyavan is if he violated this din. If he violated Vinitma, he was Baal Ishta after Kine Astira. But the Baal is running around with an Eish Ish, that's a different, that's not Negea. The miracle will still take place.
That's
according to Rashi.
Or any Ishus at all. Any Indian of Ishus at all.
No, the Rambam says any Biasura Miyamav. And Rashi says only this is. If he violated the Nitmo, then the miracle is not promised. Right? So the Mishnah is a pretty easy Mishnah. So Rav Sheshes comes up with a Chiddush. And the Amoraim are going to debate whether Rav Sheshes is right or Rav Sheshes is wrong. Comes up with an Ayazah. Rav Sheshes was an Amora. The Tanoim, most of the Tanoim lived after the Churban Abayis also. So none of them ever experienced this Maim Hamorim. This is only Bizman Shah Besamigdash HaYikayim. Then we started the end of Saita first. And the end of Saita we learned that the years before the Churban Baisheni, they no longer gave the Maim Amorim. So these Amoraim
Shurabu Hamnafim.
Shurabu Hamnafim, yeah.
No,
Tyson says the Kasha, it should have been. Yeah, it should have been 40 years before, because the Mishnah says that the Bez Nagodol, here, the Mishnah says on Zayinam and Aleph. Mishnah on Zayinam and Aleph, there are two Mishnahs. The second Mishnah on Zayinam and Aleph says, Hoyumale Mosa the Bez Nagodol Shibushalayim. They have to bring her to the Bez Nagodol to scare the wits out of the woman. That she should stand there in front of 71 rabbis and they should all tell her, look here, lady, you're going to drop dead Amisa Mishunah if you're guilty. If you're guilty, you better not drink the Maim Amarim. And then it shouldn't be too much of a pachas to tell her, but if you're innocent, don't be afraid. There's no poison. It doesn't taste good. we mix in a little karka mishkan, it has a little sand in it, but it's not poisonous. So the Bez Nagorol gives her this musar shmuz that she should get skit. So the Mishnah says you need Bez Nagorol. The Gemara learns that after Psukim you need Bez Nagorol. It's not stam a good idea. The Gemara learns that after Psukim and Ahanim Ili, and Amid Beis on Zion Amid Beis right after the Mishnah. The Gemara learns that after Mepasik. So that's what Tosis is bothered with Akasha. 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin went into Galus. So 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the whole Mai Mamorim should have terminated, and it doesn't seem so. It sounds like it was within the 40 years. After they already was no longer at Bez Nagadol, so how can they still give Mai Mamorim? Why do they have to wait till Mishirah B'Hamanoafim? Then they stopped Hashkoras HaSoita. They should have stopped it 40 years before. So that's the Tosfos talks about that. The second Tosfos is on Zayin Amid Beis. Discuss. The Tosfos says Sanhedrin is not Miyakeh. Even though you learn that from a Pasuk, that part of the ceremony of the Soita is just Lachatchila, it's not Miyakeh B'Riyev. We'll get to that Tosfos, we'll discuss. Others give other answers. So here, Rav Sheshes, he never saw the Hashkos Maim, he never saw the Beis HaMikdosh. The Tanoim and Amram, they never saw this in real life. Also, okay. So, never saw anything. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara has Amar Avramam, Amvava Medalef, right after the Mishnah. Amar Avramram, Ho Milsa Amalon Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us an original Chinish, and he enlightened us, and he showed us that it says in a Mishnah. When we learned Mishnayis on our own, we didn't realize it. Rav Sheshes told us a Chiddush, and we were startled. And then he said, I'll prove to you it's enough in the Mishnah. You didn't pay attention. Va'anhalon einin, he enlightened our eyes. He must listen. Was it exact, Rav Sheshes is Chiddush? Soita she'eshla eidim in Medina Sayam. The husband does kinu yastira, and they have to drink my mamorim. They come to the Beis HaMikdosh, and she drinks the my mamorim, and she survives. So heter. So there's no problem. The my mamorim is mevar that she doesn't take sick, nothing happens, absolutely nothing happens, so she's materis lebailo. So Rav Sheshes claims if there are Edim in New Zealand who happen to know that this woman was Mizana, the miracle was never promised. Miracle was not, the Baruch Shalom is not going to do miracles unnecessarily. Baruch Shalom only does miracles when you really need them. That's how the Rishonim say by Chanukah. Why did the oil burn for 8 nights? So the I think the Ran on the Rif explains that the travel time from Yerushalayim to the place where they squeezed out the olives to make olive oil was 4 days going there, 4 days coming back. So they needed the oil to burn for 8 nights. If they would have been able to get Shem and Tohar in 3 days, the miracle would be unnecessary that it should burn for 8 nights. So that's why the Ran explained, that's why the miracle was needed for 8 days. Rabbi Shlomo made a miracle. It doesn't do miracles unnecessarily. See, the Torah is promising a miracle of Duris, that when the husband did Kina Estira, brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdosh, the my mamorim is going to be buddy. But if there are Edim in New Zealand, they're lazy, they don't want to travel to Yerushalayim. They read in the newspapers, they read on the internet. Plus is nice. They heard already. That Pliny took his wife to the Beis HaMikdash. They already dug up all the dirt. Everybody knows. So they can send their information on the internet. They can say, stop the music, you know. Kinu Yastira. It was Kinu Yastira, and he takes it to the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't hear anything from the witnesses, no. Right. After she already drinks and nothing happened, so then we find out that there were witnesses. So should we say the Bedikas, the Maim Amorim evidently indicates that she's Tahira? So he says no. The miracle, this is a miracle, the Torah tells us to be Samach al Hanes in this one case. If there ain't a Mimnina Sayam, the whole miracle was never promised because it's an unnecessary miracle. Baruch Shalom is not going to do miracles unnecessarily.
Aren't there miracles? What about Shkusim?
I don't know.
What about
Shkusim? Those miracles are to show that there's a Hashuas Hashchina. Yeah. The Mishnah has that there were different miracles that always occurred in the Beis HaMikdosh to show that there's a Mokam Hashuas Hashchina. But over here, this is...
Why Dafka Medina Sayam? Why couldn't there be local later?
A local is Avada, even if they're Medina Sayam. And how are they ever going to get here? Still, we say the miracle is unnecessary. So it's not going to happen. If the local item is certainly unnecessary.
Like the jeopardy. If she's ready to burn medicine, how can you retry her?
We'll see. We'll see. It never, the miracle was never promised. We'll see the Gemara. Let's see the Hemshech HaGemara. So Rav Sheshes claims, "En amayim boit gemas." My time. Where does he get this chiddush from? He says, "The Amakra, the Nistura behinitmo, the aid ain bo." It says beferish, "The aid ain bo." So he takes that as a tanai. They didn't know the leka, the yodaba. Nobody knows at all. La puki ha, to the exclusion of this case, the hika, the yodaba. Since there are edim, so the miracle is unnecessary. So the miracle was never promised. An original chiddush. They said the edim know she nitma, so the miracle was never promised in such a case because it's not necessary. What he invented a new thing. So he said no, but, and the student Rav Amram was a talmud of Rav Sheshes. So he says, and the Rebbe Rav Sheshes analan einen mimasnisen, and he illuminated our eyes. He showed us. He said, pay attention. It's enough in the Mishnah what I'm saying. Which Mishnah? The Ketani. Our Mishnah says shabolo edim shehit meyo. Our Mishnah says ve'elo aseris melechol b'truma. If edim came and they said the woman is vaday zinsa, so Rav Sheshes raised the question. Also, edim emas. When did the witnesses come to testify? We learned the pashim shat. The witnesses came. There was kinyas there. The witnesses come and they say that the woman was mizana. So stop the music. You can't give it a my mom arm. The witnesses came already. So he says, "Das lachadova pashut zaynahi." Of course, the woman is not allowed. Of course, the woman is asur lechol the truma. See, it says on the side, "Ayin yivamis mendalid b'toisvus." That's the Tosfos where they break the head. How do you know that because the woman is a Zayna, she's Asura to marry a Kohen, that she's also a Zayna Asura Lechol B'Truma? A woman is a Grusha, is not allowed to marry a Kohen, but she may eat Truma. If the girl is a Bas Kohen, and she got divorced, and she was married to whoever, and then she gets divorced, she's a Grusha, she's never allowed to marry a Kohen, but just because she's not allowed to marry a Kohen doesn't mean she's not allowed to eat Truma. The father's a Kohen, she can eat Truma now. So how did the Gemara know for such a Dovah Pashut, that if the woman is Mizana Tachas Baila, she's a Zaina, so just like a Zaina is Asura to marry a Kohen, a Zaina is Asura Lech B'Trum. So Taisa says it's a Pasuk, and then they break their head to figure out where the Pasuk is. But somehow this is given in the Gemara all over the place. If a woman is a Zaina, there's nothing to discuss.
She's Makia the Kedusha of the Kahuna. She's the Makia the Kedusha, so
she's okay, that's the explanation. But where does it say it? But where does it say that? So Taisa's dug up a pasuk. If what happened?
In other words,
Baskai? Yeah, yeah.
In other words, if she's considered a Zion, but she was a Baskai, so she doesn't lose her.
She's not allowed to eat truma, correct. The girl is a Baskayan, and a Nochri attacks her. A Nochri rapes the woman.
But as far as Pidgin of Ben is concerned, she loses the girl, right?
Correct, yeah. Right. That's right. Yeah.
What happens when the Baal has yachasim with another woman?
If what?
If the Baal is his marriage, the Baal has yachasim with another woman.
The husband?
The husband.
Oh, so the Rambam learns the Mishnah, that's what we mentioned a little bit before. The Rambam learns whenever the husband did a Biyo HaAsura from the time he was Bar Mitzvah on, that was way before he married this woman. If the husband is guilty of having violated any Issa Biyo, so the miracle was never promised. The miracle that the Maimon Morim is going to be Boidik the wife was never promised. And the other Mishnah, Rashi, does not learn like the Rambam. We're going to have to learn Mishnahis later. Where did the Rambam get it from and where did Rashi get it from? The Rambam holds any time the husband did any Aveira in the area of Isuri Biyo, so the miracle was never promised. Right. So the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah. Rav Sheshes is asking on the Mishnah. Mishnah says, if witnesses come, Edim, bo Edim, shehit meyo, she's not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean? Witnesses came before she drinks the Maimon Morim. So that's a Dovah Poshut. You need a Mishnah to say that. It's a Dovah Poshut. Tosfos says, why is it such a Dovah Poshut? Tosfos in Yevamos breaks the head. But somehow that's assumed.
Were they allowed to drink if witnesses come and say she's drunk?
No, we would not allow her to drink.
What happened
if witnesses come first and say she's tameya, so you don't let her drink the maimamar. The witnesses are believed to say that she's a zayna, she's a soita, asur al baila. The only time you drink maimamar if you don't know one way or the other. But if you've ascertained based on klolei habirur, based on the emunas of two edim, so you don't have to. You don't drink maimamar.
And she gets killed, right?
If there was hasro, she'll get killed. If there's no hasro, she won't get killed. Usually, there's no hasro.
Okay.
You have to have hasro tochkedei dibur av de'avera. The witnesses are in the bedroom. They're going to give him hasro a half a minute before they do the avera. It's the whole einish misa in general is far fetched. How can you ever get a Einish Misa? You can never have Hasra Turka De Dibra, even a murderer. How can you have Hasra Turka De Dibra immediately before the person does an Aver? So usually everybody gets away with murder. Everybody gets away with it. Whoever does an Avera, the Chumash writes all of these Anshe Misa, it's very far-fetched. If a person murdered, and there's a hitch, why you can't give him the death penalty, then we learned in Sanhedrin, Konsumosa Lekipa, we give him unofficial death penalty. We lock him up and let him die from starvation. But that's only if he's a murderer, so he's a threat to society. He can kill other people. But usually a person, let's say, bo aleshus ish, b'li hasro, so you don't lock him up and let him die from starvation. You don't give him shlishi, you don't have to be mechaber him in shul, but you can't give him the death penalty if there's no hasro. So the Gemara wants to know, Rav Sheshis wants to know, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Witnesses testify. When did Bo Edom Amos? When did the witness show up? If the Edom showed up before she drinks the Maimamarim, Zainahi, the Sacha, such a double Pashut, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that. Of course, the Edom on them on him. So obviously, the Mishnah must be referring to a case. She already drank the Maimamarim. And nothing happened, Hastis. And then the witnesses come. Ella the bus of the Shasoi after she already drank. So wait a minute. So the witnesses come and they say that she was Zinsa. So then the Mishnah says she's Asura Betruma. So Frag the Gemara, how can it be? But if the Mayim were Botkuosa, so you have a Biram and Hashemayim, the Rabban Shalom said you can rely on this miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Ladaris a miracle. That if the woman drinks the Maimamarim and nothing happens, she's Tahira. So the Yedim Aredi Sheker. The Rabban Shalom said you can rely on this miracle. So, no, but usually you say Lo Bashamayim. Here the Torah says yes Bashamayim. Here this is the one and only exception to the rule. The Torah says you rely on this Birur.
Why do we accept the Yedim anyway? Why do we accept the Yedim?
Oh, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. You shouldn't be able to accept the Yedim. You already have a Birur. Ella, the boss of the Shasai, the Edom, came after she drank already, Zog the Gemara, Yamrit Bishleim, if you say, like Rav Shesha said, Eiramai in Bot Kimosa, whenever there are Edom in New Zealand, anywhere in the world, who can come, even though they didn't come yet, so the promise of the miracle doesn't apply in such a case. So if Edom come, if we ever discover later that there were Edom in Medina Sayam, anywhere in the world, it's a Gloid Muslim Afreya that the drinking of the water didn't prove anything, and there's no rye at all. The fact that the woman didn't have an effect on her, she didn't get sick at all, doesn't prove anything. Shapir, then we read the Mishnah well, we understand. El Yamid, but if you're going to say not like Rav Sheshes, you're going to disagree with Rav Sheshes. Yamid, Mayim Bot Kimoisa, if you're going to think that the Maimamorim are promised, the miracle is promised, even in a case where there are witnesses, but the witnesses didn't show up yet. Is why don't you say to Goli Milsalam Afreya the Sahadi Shakri Ninu? It should be a Birur Gomer. The Rabban Shalom said, rely on this Birur of a miracle that if she doesn't get sick, she's Tahira. So if the Edom say that she's Zinsa, so there should be Ede Sheker. That's Rav Sheshis' proof to his position. He says, I have a Mishnah, Anar Lan Einen Mimasnisen. Rav Sheshis showed us that we didn't pay attention to the Mishnah. That's Pshat the Mishnah. So Rav Yosef is not so convinced of Rav Sheshis' proof. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a contemporary of Rav Amram. Rav Amram is saying over the name of Rav Sheshis. So Rav Yosef tells Rav Amram, Liyolam Eimoloch, I don't agree. I disagree. You can say Mayim Bot Kemosa. If the Edom didn't come before she drinks the Mayim Amorim, the miracle is necessary. That's not called an unnecessary miracle. At the time that she drank the Mayim Amorim, we didn't know that there were Edom in the Nisayam. If they sent an email that we're coming, give us a chance, we're going to come. So the miracle is unnecessary. But at the time we gave him, we administered the Maimon Maharim, we didn't know that there were any Edom in Medina Zayam. So the miracle was necessary at that time. So that's what he argues. The miracle does work. So why don't you declare that the Edom are Edom Sheker? The water didn't affect the Kihuzeh. She didn't get sick at all. So he says, no, the Mishnah says later that if the woman has a schus, if she did some mitzvahs, ma'isim tem, tzedakah, gemilas chasan, whatever, learning Torah, whatever mitzvahs, ma'isim tem she did, so the schus is tohel bo. So the fact that the woman wasn't affected at all doesn't necessarily prove that she's tohera. Maybe she had schusim, and maybe that's why she didn't get sick at all. But oh, and this woman, how come she didn't get sick? The answer is, Amer, perhaps, zuchus tohel bo. Only temporary. Yeah, a year or two or three, ultimately she will die. So the fact that she didn't even get sick doesn't prove anything. Maybe next week she'll die. Maybe next week she'll drop dead. We permitted to go back to the husband right away, because right now we think we have a birur that she's tahira. But then when the Edom come later and say zinsa, so then the Mishnah says, the Edom are believed, and the miracle doesn't contradict the Edom. Because the miracle was promised, but we know that's chus teilebo. Frek digmar said, why did Rav Sheshes think that it was a raif in the Mishnah?
Chus teilebo means to extend the life, but doesn't mean she doesn't get sick immediately.
Oh, yeah. So the Gemara says, that's right. The machlaike. Zog demar, b'may kamer feligi, what is the dispute between Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef? Whether there is a proof in the Mishnah, there's not a proof in the Mishnah, their machlaike says, b'misnavna. B'misnavna de Rebbe. Rebbe, Rav Yudan Nasi, is quoted in the Mishnayos, he had it in the Mishnayos. So he doesn't always put in his opinion, but here he did put in his opinion. So Rebbe is quoted in the Mishnayos, this nun is a Mishnah later on the Avchabes, Rebbe Yomer, Zuchus Toyle B'mayim Amorim. If the woman drinks the Mayim Amorim, she did stocking, Milas Chasan, she did a lot of mitzvahs, then she won't die right away. She won't die right away. So the Pasuk says, if the woman is innocent, V'choysa V'niksa, V'choysa, she will survive, she won't die. The Nixa of an Israel Zara, and she'll become pregnant, she'll have a baby. So it says, even if she wasn't able to have any children before, a miracle is promised, she will be able to have children. And if she used to have Shchoirim, she gave birth to Schweitzer babies, so now she'll have Levanim, she'll have a better complexion. She wants a white complexion, whatever. Everything will be better for the woman. So he says over here, if the woman has Chus Teilebo, she's not going to die, but she's not going to have a baby either. She will get sick. Any oledes, she won't be able, she won't, a miracle, she wrong. Won't give birth. She won't look healthy. Elamis Navna, she'll look sick right away. After she drinks the Maimon Maharim, if she has no schus toilet ball, she'll drop dead right away. She'll start getting sick and she'll start dying. And then the Mishnah says they would rush her to leave the Beis HaMikdash, Hatziyur. Take her out because she's going to drop dead soon. She'll be Mitami, all the Klei HaMikdash, Mitami, all the Kohanim. All the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. But if she has a schus, so she'll start getting sick. It'll be noticeable right away. She's starting to get sick, and she'll die at some later date, a month later, a year later, 3 years later, whatever it's going to be. So Rebbe says, she'll start getting sick right away. Misnavna b'haleches, l'sof, the end of the story will be, shehi mesa b'osa misa. She'll die from that misa mishuna. Tzav sabitla v'naftala yirecha, it'll take effect 3 years later. She drinks the Maimon Maharim today, which doesn't have any poison, and then 2-3 years later, depending how many schusim, how many mitzvahs, meisim time she did, so 3 years later, the Maimon Maharim will have an effect. It'll be tzav sabitam v'nafali yirecha. So Rav Sheshes is of the opinion that nobody disagrees with Rebbe. That is, the Mishnah quotes Rebbe Omer. Does that mean that that's one man's opinion and no one else agrees with him? Well, then everybody agrees, so that's unclear. So Rav Sheshes Sava, Bein the Rebbe, Bein the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon don't disagree with him. Have you misnabna? She would have taken sick. So the fact that she drank the Maimon Maharim didn't have any effect at all is a Rai Brura that she's Tahira. And then later on the witnesses come, so why don't we say that they're Edom Sheker? We shouldn't believe them. The answer is no, because if you have Edom in Medina Sayam, even if the Edom come later, the miracle was never promised in such a case. So that's Rav Sheshes felt that there's a proof in the Mishnah to his position. That if there are Edom b'sofa oilam somewhere in New Zealand, so the miracle will not occur. And Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes thinks that's what Rebbe says, But it's written in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yomer, to imply that that's only his opinion. And the Chachamim, the majority of the Tanaim, disagree. Rabbi Yosef Sober, the Rabbi Habim Misnavna. That's when the Mishnah quotes that Rabbi thinks she'll start looking sick and it'll have an effect at a later date. She'll actually die at a later date. That's only the Rebbe having misnabna. According to Rebbe, she gets sick. The Rabbanallah having misnabna. So therefore, Rav Yosef says there's no proof in the Mishnah. The fact that she drank the Ma'amarim and had no effect at all, that doesn't prove that she's absolutely Tahira Mataris Labailo. And the Edom Aredi Sheker. No, maybe she had a Schus Taylabo, and nothing will be noticeable. So that's the Machlekes. Can you prove that's Machlekes, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef? Can you prove in the Mishnah or not? That if Yesh Edom in Medina Sayam, the miracle was never promised.
But since it's Navna, then we see something's happening. Is she now Mutar Labayla?
Not Mutaris Labayla, no. If there are doctors there and they say there's no medical explanation as to why she's turning colors, why she's getting sick, there's no reason why she should get sick. So then we assume that a miracle has begun. And if she's totally healthy, so then it's a machlekes. So then Rebbe is totally healthy, is a rai brura that she's tahira. And Rabbi Yosef claims that's only Rebbe's opinion that Rabbanan disagree.
That sounds like there are other witnesses.
But
there are witnesses
coming later.
Would Rebbe also be
right? Yeah. If Rav Sheshes is right, then whenever there are witnesses, so the miracle is unnecessary, so it's never promised. So then, the miracle was never promised. So it's not going to have any effect on her at all. She's not going to look sick at all. Getting sick and looking sick is also part of a miracle. But Derech HaTeva, the doctors say there's no reason she should look sick. She shouldn't look sick right away. She's drinking water that has a little sand in it. You don't die, you don't get sick from drinking water with sand. It has a little ink. They erased it. Megillah Sota has a little ink in it. The ink is not poisonous and the sand is not poisonous. Frag the Gemara, Moshe Rav Simi Barashi. There is a machlokes in the Mishnah later. Is that true that a schus telebo or not? If the woman, she's such a big tzaddikah, she does such mitzvahs, maizim time, unfortunately, she couldn't control herself and she was mezana tachas baila. So do you say, is there such a thing that a schus telebo? If the woman did so many other mitzvahs, maizim taivim, so she won't die on the spot? Oh, there is no such thing. The Torah promises a miracle. Even if she's the biggest tzaddikim in the world, tzaddikim in the world, she deserves credit. She's going to get it in Olam Haba, but in Olam Hazeh, she's going to die right away, even though she has schusim. So Rab Shimon Baichoy disagrees. He said, there's no such thing as schus telebo. Rab Shimon Aimer, he disagrees with the other Tanaim. Ain't schus telebo my mamar. There ain't no such thing. It doesn't exist. The other Tanaim invented it, and they all lived after the Churban Abayis, so they're all guessing what it is. So they're all trying to reconstruct what was Bizman Abayis. He says there is no such thing, because if you're going to say such a concept like Rebbe says, like the other Tanaim say, so none of the women will be afraid to drink the Maim Amorim. They all think that they did a lot of mitzvah, gave a lot of tzedakah. So I'm not going to die. I'll die another couple of years. I'm going to die anyway another couple of years. Everybody's going to die. So I did so many schusim. I gave so much tzedakah. So Rav Shimon argues, if you're going to say such a thing, schus telah b'mayim amorim, matcha atos amayim ifnei kol anashim, you just weakened the whole effect of the whole story. The woman won't be afraid. None of the women will be afraid to drink the mayim amorim. I'm a big tzaddikis. I deserve a lot of schusim, so nothing is going to happen. Number one. Then he says, and number two, Vatamotzi Shemra ala Tahira Shashasu. What if a woman is a tzaddikah? She's innocent. She was never mizane. And then she drinks the Maim Amarim, nothing happens. So the woman says, see, I'm innocent. So everyone will say, no, you're guilty, but you're such a tzaddikah that schus was Taylor. So the whole Maim Amarim, the whole story doesn't make sense. None of the women will be afraid to drink the Maim Amarim. And the Noshim Tzidkani Sutaka were not mizane. So the people will be Moshe Shemra on them. Maybe she really was Mizana. And the reason why nothing happened is because Haschus Taylabo. That's what the second argument of Shemra. Vata Moshe Shemra ala Torahs. Torahs means the women who were not Mizana. Al Torah Sheshasa, they drank the Mamma Behem Omrim. The Meisoyu, the people, the Loshon Hara mongers will say, no, this woman is a faker. She really was Mizana. Al Shetodo Lehem Schus. Shoy. So that's why Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, he gave us two arguments why he doesn't agree with the other Tanoim. Rebbe says Aschus Taila, and Rav Shimon doesn't agree.
This is more or less a theoretical thing. It has no effect on anything, really. Just the fact that, I mean, just because Rav Shimon is nothing. Just
not a machlekes and aloche.
Right.
It's machlekes, how do you understand the parsha? So Rav Shimon says it doesn't make sense. And the Rabbanon say, no, there is such a thing. Freg de Gemara, ve'im isa. But if you're going to tell him, if Rav Sheshes is right, that if Yeshe de Mimedina Sayam, the miracle doesn't happen. So what did Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon crosses out from the books. Shimon says there is no such thing as Chus Taylor. And Rav Shimon just solved the whole problem. Rav Shimon solved all the problems. Rav Shimon gave two arguments why he doesn't believe it's Chus Taylor. So the first argument was, none of the women will be afraid to drink the Maim HaMorim if they know there's such a thing as Chus Taylor. Everyone will read Zachain that I have so many Chusim, Mitzvahs, and Maizim Taim, nothing's going to happen to me. The second argument of Rav Shimon was number two, you'll be Moitzi Shemra ala Torahs. So now the Rav Shimon says, Chus is not Torahs, Alts is Farenfer. So the Gemara says, Ve'im Isa, but if Rav Sheshes is right, that if Yeshe, the Mimedina Sayam, the miracle was never promised, Avaitat the Moitzi Laz ala Torahs. A woman will drink the Maimam, nothing will happen. So they'll say, there must be Aiden in Medina Sayam. We know that she's guilty. Must be Aiden in Medina Sayam, and that's why the miracle didn't happen. So can't you tell from Rav Shimon that he doesn't agree with Rav Sheshes? The Gemara says, you're right, Rav Shimon doesn't believe in anything. Shimon holds that you got to die right away. There's no schus toilet, doesn't postpone, and the Aiden Mimdina Sayam doesn't help. But we don't accept Rav Shimon. We hold like Rebbe. That's what the Gemara is going to ask and answer.
But
yeah, okay. Because that the husband knows about. That the husband knows about. The husband and the wife.
The women could say that the reason why the mind didn't work is because the husband was had
deal. Yeah, but that the husband and the wife both know that. That if
but the other woman was saved, they'll say because you know why she was saved because of that. So I think those says about Shkiach. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing too. Meaning, he might agree that Aiden would be the Sayam, but because the other option for the Lashon Hara people is to say that the husband wasn't.
Okay.
The husband wasn't.
Okay, let's read the Gemara. Freg the Gemara, the Eim Isa, and if you say the Rav Sheshes is right, then whenever they're Eidim, Afilim, Mdina Sayam, Besof Oilam, it's an unnecessary miracle, so Banish Lalakna do the miracle. So Yesh Leidim, Mdina Sayam, Nami Atamotzi, Shemra Allah Torah Sheshasu, the Heimam and the Loshon Hara Mangas will claim Tmeyas Hayu, the Sheshan Lemeidim, Mdina Sayam. So according to Rav Shimon's second argument, how can you subscribe to what Rav Sheshes says? The Gemara says, you're right. Rav Shimon cannot hold like Rav Sheshes. Well, we don't hold like Rav Shimon. We don't hold like Rav Shimon. We hold like Rebbe. That Schus is Taylor. So just like Schus is Taylor, so maybe this also. And for the Gemara, the Rav Shimon comrade. Yes, King Akasha from Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon, you are right. Mid is Schus lo Italia. Rav Shimon holds nothing can be Taylor. Schus can be Taylor. Edom Nami lo Taylor. If they're Edom, Medina Sayam. Also doesn't change anything. Rav Shimon, the Tana, cannot agree with Rav Sheshes. But leave alone Rav Shimon, we don't accept his opinion. We hold like Rebbe in the Mishnah. That's Chus is Taylor. So therefore, Rav Sheshes is free to develop his sheet. He claims that after Edom and Medina Sayam, the miracle was never promised. Shoy. So now the Gemara is going to ask Anach HaKasha against Rav Sheshes. Freg the Gemara, Masiv, Rava, it's ending my Masiv Rav. How can it be Masiv Rav? Rav Sheshes was a Talmud of Rav. Right, so Masiv Rav makes more sense. The Chiddush of Rav Sheshes probably said after Rav passed away already. So you can't have Masiv Ravs on the side. The Rishonim say, the Ran in the Dorm says, he said Rav Sheshes was a Sagi Nohar. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were both blind. How did they become blind? So they have in the Tshuvas HaGoyim a very strange statement that Rav had Eser Mili the Chasidusa of Rav. The Goyim have like that. They collected from all the different Gemaras and Shas, a little bit here, a little bit there, all the different Masichtas, and they put together, never it says in the Gemara, but if you collect all the Gemaras, the Rishonim have a Tshuva. There were Eser Mili the Chasidusa of Rav. So they collected, I think, 8 or 9, and the 10th one has leprosy. We don't know what the 10th one is. They only succeeded in finding it. So one of the things of Rav was, he never worked Dalat Amos below Torah, below Tefillin. He never ate in a Sudas HaRishus. He would only eat in public if it would be a Sudas Mitzvah, a whole bunch. So one of the Mila de Chasidus of Rav was, he would never look Chutz LeDalat Amosim. He would never look what's happening. He always kept his eyes down just to look immediately before him. He didn't want to see what's happening in the whole big wide world. So he had these two students, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, wanted to imitate the Midas Chasidus of their Rebbe, and this one they weren't able to do. The other ones, not to walk Dalat Amos below Torah, below Tefillin, that never to talk Sicha B'Teila, and never to eat in public unless a Sudas Mitzvah, that they were able to do. But to control yourself so much not to look Chutz LeDalat Amos is very hard. So, but they wanted to imitate all the Midas of the Rebbe, so they go in and have a strange tshuva. So they took a glaring, like an electric bulb, and they stared at it. They stared at it until they blinded themselves. So they all ask, "How are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to cause yourself to become blind because you want to observe a midas chasidus." But that's what it says in the Ran in Kiddushim quotes at the end of the first pair. He caused himself, that's how the guy said, he caused himself to become blind. And then he says, I'm going to make a yontav, not going to make a yontav, whether sumas chayv mitzvah, sumas potter ben mitzvah. There was the Radzina Rebbe, the one who thought that he discovered the Tchelus, the one who wrote the Sidrei Tar. He wrote a Talmud, he made a Talmud Bavli on Seder Taris. We don't have any Talmud Bavli on Taris, we only have on Nida. We don't have Talmud Bavli on the rest. So he collected all the Gemaras and Shas. You look on the Masoros and Shas on the side of the Mishnais. He took all the Gemaras and Shas all over the place, and he put them in the order that the Mishnais appear in Taras. And he put out a Talmud Bavli on Seder Taras. Many of the Gedolim were upset. It's an imitation Gemara. There is no such Gemara. And he wrote his own Pirushim on the side. So in the second edition, they insisted that it should say on top Seder Taras. It shouldn't. No one should think that it's a Gemara. So on every page it says, this is not a Gemara. This is an imitation Gemara. So he has a whole kuntris, this Radzina Rebbe, he has a whole kuntris on this one Shuvas HaGoinim. It's around 30, 40 pages. I have a hardcover edition from Europe. 30, 40 pages. On this Shuvas HaGoinim, Esamili de Chasidus of Rav, and he has long arichas in what are the Makaris, what are the Goinim referring to, which Gemaras are they referring to. And he talks about this also. Why? How was he allowed to blind himself? I don't remember what he says about it, but he discusses it. How are they allowed to do such a thing? Anyway, so it doesn't make sense that it should be Mosif Rav. Rav is not going to ask Akasha against Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was a Talmud of Rav. He came up with this Einfall when Rav is no longer alive. So better is that it should say Mosif Rav. Okay, makes better sense. Rav was later. Rav was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. Abai v'Rav b'Talmidim of Rav Yosef. So he stuck in his 2 cents. Mosif Rav. Boshdeit in the Mishnah. Eilu shemin chaseihem nisrafas. You bring a mincha. Someone brings a mincha to the Beis Hamikdash. Normally, a mincha is a mincha from flour, from wheat. Do you ever bring a wheat is Michael Odom? Do you ever bring a mincha from barley? So Rashi says twice. Mincha soita and mincha soimer. The mincha soimer and mincha soita you mechuyev to bring. Minchas nedava, you want to volunteer, there has to be a mincha min achitim, from wheat flour, not from barley flour. So let's say a person wants to bring, a person is not sure whether he's chayv to bring a korban or not. Chreis mesupik, if he has to bring a korban oil, for some reason or another. So zala bring on a korban oil and bring on ala tanai. He says, if I'm mechuyev harei zel chaybasi, I'm not mechuyev, let it be a nedava. So Rashi says over here, you can't bring a mincha soita ala sofek. You can't bring a mincha soita and say, if I'm mechuyev to bring it, hareze lemincha soita, and as nit, let it be a minchas nedava. There is no such thing. There is no minchas nedava min asur. So what's the din? You bring the mincha soita, and you do a kmitza. You take out a fistful of flour, and you put it into a klishores. The mincha has to be in a klishores when you do the kmitza. You need 2 klishores. You have to do the kmitza from the flour when it's already in a klisharis, and then you have to put it into a second klisharis, and then you throw it on the fire and you burn it on the mizbeach. Rashi explains on Amud Beis. This is a famous Rashi. Rashi explains on Amud Beis here on the third wide line. There are narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. So on the wide lines, the medium size, not the very wide lines. So the fourth line of Rashi there, he writes that there are dalet avoidus by a mincha that are parallel to the dalet avoidus adam. When you bring any korban, achatas anoyla, shlamim, a korban pesach, abchora, meiser, shlamim, toida, whatever, all korbanos, you have dalet avoidus adam. You have shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. You have to shech the korban, that's called avoidus adam. When we shech behemoths in America, has nothing to do with the dam. The Mishnah says in Chulin, shachat v'loyatza dam, shchitasek sheira. You don't need dam. It's impossible. How can it be shachat v'loyatza dam? It's highly improbable. Maybe once in 5 billion times it's going to happen. It's never going to happen. But by carbon, the whole purpose of the shchita is not to shech the animal. The purpose is to separate the dam from the rest of the behemoth. This is the dam you're going to be zarek on the mizbech. So shchita is called avodas hadam. Then you do kabbalah. The kohen has to hold the klisharis in his right hand, the metal klisharis in his right hand, and collect the dam as it's gushing out, the dam shanashama yotzebo. He has to collect the dam in the klisharis. Then you have to have haylocha, he has to walk to the mizbeach, and then he has to have zrika, you have to pour it on the mizbeach. So those are the dalad and avodas adam. Then you have more avodas after that. Then you have haktoras emurim. You have other avodas. Haktoras emurim is not miyakev. The dalad avodas adam are miyakev. The dalad avodas adam have to be done by yom. The pasuk says in Parshas Sav, "V'yom tzavos alahakruvus karbaneim." So the Gemara says the dalad avodas adam have to be done by yom. Haktoras emurim can be done all night long. We daven shachris mincha marv every day. So shachris is mechuvin keneged tamar shel shachar. Mincha is mechuvin keneged tamar shel bein abayim before the shkia. They had to bring it before the shkia. Marv is mechuvin keneged haktoras emurim. That was all night long. That's an avoda. So how do you have avoda balayla? So the answer is it's not avoda sadam. The Allah only requires avoda sadam have to be done by yom. See here, Rashi points out, this is a tosefta, what Rashi's writing. There are dalet avodas by mincha that are mechuvin keneged the dalet avodas adam. So the kemitza is parallel to the shchita because you mevarech chelek avoya. The shchita in karbonis is not to kill the animal in a specific fashion. That's shchita schulin. That's the purpose of shchita schulin, to kill the animal in a specific fashion. Shchita skotchim is to be mevarech chelek avoya, to separate the dam that's going to be nizrak on the mizbeach from the rest of the korban. So kemitza is parallel to the shchita. You take out the koimetz, which is going to be the chelek avoya, that you're going to be makter on the mizbeach. And the rest of the kohanim are going to eat shiori hamincha. It's kochi kochim, so the kohanim zichrei kohuna have to eat it in the azara. Then just like kabbalas adam, the kohen has to hold in his right hand the klisharis to collect the dam shanashama yotzibo gushing out of the neck of the behemah. So the same is true over here. You do the kmitza from the mincha while it's sitting in a klishares. That's called the bisa. Beis yud samach aleph is a klishares. But after the kohen takes the koimetz in his hand, then he has to throw it into a second klishares to be mekadosh the second time. The first klishares was mekadosh the whole mincha. Now you have to be mekadosh the koimetz kiddush acha kiddush. Just like the whole animal is a korban. But after you do the shechita, then you have to collect the dam and a klisharis. So here also, you have to have kabbalas, you have to be mekadosh the koimetz, just like kabbalas hadam. Then you have haylochas haylocha, then you have haktoras hakoimetz on the mizbeach. When you throw the koimetz, the little fistful of flour on the mizbeach, that's parallel to the zrikas hadam on the mizbeach. So the halacha says that the four avodas hadam have to be bayom, and the dalar avodas of the mincha have to be done bayom also. Other avodas, there are other avodas in the Beis Hamikdash, they don't have to be done by yom. Only the dalet avodas are done. That's what we discussed when we learned the end of the Masechtas, and Elan Amorim, the Gemara ran through all the dinim of duchening. So many Rishonim say, based on the Yerushalmi, in the end of Tainus. In the Mishnayis it says in the end of Tainus that the Kohanim duchen by Chazaras Hashatz, at the conclusion of Chazaras Hashatz, by Shachris and by Musaf, and by Mincha, they're not allowed to duchen because maybe they're shikr, because people are eating and drinking all day long. What if it's a tiny sibur? What if it's a tiny sibur? No one was eating, so it's a machlokes hatanoim. So according to some tanoim, you do duchen. What about Meirev? Do you duchen by Meirev? So the Mishnah says no. The Rishonim says there's no duchening by Meirev. Why not? So many, many Rishonim say because duchening is like an avoida, and there's no avoida balaylo. And the Maharil quotes the Minig Frankfurt was that they always used to duchen by Nila, When the chazan gets the duchening by nilus, they're already deep into the middle of the night. They have to say some kachav. So then in Shulchan Aruch they quote, you don't duchen if the chazan gets to Sim Shalom by Neila after Tzeisa Kacham, you don't duchen. Only in Frankfurt the minig is that you duchen, and all the gedolim were opposed. So what's Taka the Biur? Why did they duchen in Frankfurt is the middle of the night? So the Maharil explains why, and the Shagasari explains at the end of Maseches Tainus. He says the Rishalmi says you don't duchen by Ma'ariv, not because there's no Chazaras Hashatz, that's what, not because Balaila, there's no such din that you don't duchen Balaila. You can duchen I duchening is an avoda, and there's no avoda balayla. So it's not only avoda sadam you don't have balayla. Duchening is an avoda, but it's not avoda sadam. It's parallel to haktara seimurim. It's not parallel to the dalat avoda sadam. So here the Mishnah. Yeah. Even though you're not allowed to duchen because it's balayla, but you still say lekein kevasei. It was probably before the Shkia. In a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael, they rushed the davening. That's how they did, that's how Rabbi Hirsch did in Frankfurt also. The meaning in Frankfurt always was from the days of the Maril, from the days of Hashem, they duchen. But Rabbi Hirsch had them finish Ne'ila, Chazaras Hashatz, before the Shkia. So the kind of duchen before the Shkia. Then they said, Avim Alkena, line by line. That's how they do in a lot of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. So it takes 20 times as long, line by line, Abina Malkeinu. And then Rabina Hirsch held the whole drasha after Kaddish Tiskabla, held the whole drasha till it was time to daven Ma'ariv. But as they would avoid duchening balayla. And in Broyers now, they duchen in the middle of the night. They duchen by Neil in the middle of the night. Thank you. So here the Mishnah is going to discuss details of the mincha soita. The mincha soita, you do kmitza, and you burn the kmitz on the mizbeach, that's kmitzvah soy. And sometimes, if you have a pasul of mincha, so you burn the whole mincha, but you don't burn it on the mizbeach, you burn it on the beis hadeshen. You burn it there on the floor. When you have karbonos that are pasul, so you burn on the floor. If you're burning the kmitz kmitzvah soy, then you burn it on the mizbeach. If you're burning it shaloi kmitzvah soy, like a pigal nice tummy, it says Saraftas on Isabesh. Where is the Saraftas on Isabesh? Not on the Mizbeach, on the floor, on the base Hadeshin and the base Hamigdash. So we're going to have to go through. The Gemara now quotes a Mishnah from Daf Chabeis, where it's going to talk about sometimes the Mincha Saita is burned Shaloi Kimitzvasai, and sometimes you have to burn it Kimitzvasai, and you got to figure out exactly where are you burning and when are you burning it. Okay, so we'll have to go through the details. Next time we'll have to go through the details. In Parshas Yisro, we read about Maimon HaSinai. So it's interesting. The Gemara speaks about the uniqueness of the Jewish people that they have three midas tovus, Rachman and Baishanim Gomlei Chasadim. And in the Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, it says, when you want to get married, when you want to marry your children off, so you have to make sure that the candidate that you want to marry, or the candidate your children are going to marry, or the mechuta and the mechutanim, have these midas of Rahman and Baishanim Gamli Chasanim. If they're missing one of the midas, you have to be concerned maybe they're not Jewish. Whoever doesn't have these three midas, you have to be concerned maybe they're not Jewish. Where did this come from, that the Jewish people have these three midas, Rahman, Basharim, Gam, Chasan? What do you mean, Avram and Yitzchak and Yankov had the midas and it went down? Wow, that was a long time ago. It went down in the genes to the later generations. So the Gemara does not understand like that. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to have Maimon HaSinai, so what did he need such a public spectacle of Maimon HaSinai for? So he said, I want them all to be present. He wants all the Bnei Yisrael to be present at the time of Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara says, Zu Habusha. Because we experienced Maimon HaSinai, the Gila Shechina Maimon HaSinai, that's where we got the Midah Baishanim. So the Pashta says that the other two Midas also, Rahman and Baishanim, Gam HaSanim, it's not that it came to Yerusha from the Ovis Ma'avrom Yitzchak and Yaakov. Everything came from that Maimon HaSinai. We say in the Haggadah, Dayenu, If the Ribbono Shel Olam did this chesed and he didn't, he wouldn't have done that chesed, dayenu, we would be obligated to be makir teiva. So one of the many dayenus, there's somebody, one of them, ilikevon lefnei hasinai, velo nasan lo nasa Torah dayenu. So all the mefarshim ask, what do you mean? Ilikevon lefnei hasinai, if he wouldn't give the Torah, so what's the whole tachlis of kevon lefnei hasinai? So the answer is no. Just the experiencing the gilui shechina itself was meridik. So the quote from Abel Vola Soloveitchik that he said based on a different Gemara in the first daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava were created by Kodesh Baruch Hu as perfect beings, and then after the Nochash was Bo Al Chava, that's how the Gemara has an Agadita. The Nochash was Bo Al Chava, Hitel Bazuhamo. So this caused an impurity in all human beings. Yisrael she'omdu al Har Sinai paskal zuhamosim, and the umas ha'olam who aloyu omdu al Har Sinai, they have zuhamo. They still have the zuhamo from the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So that's what Rav Elbel Soloveitchik said. Ile kevanu lefnei hasina v'loy nasan lanu asatera dayenu, we would have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The experience of seeing the gilu shechina accomplished that it was paskal zuhamosim. But it's a little more than that. Not only paskal zuhamosim, to remove the zuhama, to be restored. Then the Gemara says, because if he sinned with the chet ha'egel, so the zuhama came back again. If he wouldn't have sinned with the chet ha'egel, ani amati lahim atem v'nei al-yom kulchem achem ki odem t'musu nechach ha'ashem t'ipoilu. So the Gemara says, ani amati lahim atem v'nei al-yom kulchem, I wanted, the Baruch Shalom wanted, gilu shechinem should be paska zuhamoschem. And because we sinned with the chet ha'egel, so we reverted back to the zuhama. So we're back where we started again. But you see, from this other Gemara, the Mantir Yerushal Penechem Levilti Sechtel Zuhabusha, that the Maimon Hasina not only removed the Zuhama, it added something positive, that the development of the 3 meter stavis that the Jewish people are noted for, Rahman and Baishanim Gomel Hasana, was because of the fact that we all experienced the Maimon Hasina. And then the Gemara asks, but I wasn't there at Hasina, you weren't there, that was a long time ago. So the Gemara says, all the Neshamas were there at Hasina. That's how the Gemara says, the end of Masech HaShabbos. All the neshamas were there at Har Sinai.
So what caused the Rachmanim and the Gomel Hasana?
Mahu Afato. Mahu Afato. The Umasoilim were created by Tzelem Elokim. And they were created Bonim Lamokka. And Bonim Lamokka means Tzelem Elokim square, even more. So how do you know what's Valachta Bedrochav? How do you know what's included in Tzelem Elokim? So when you have a Gilui Shechina, you see how the Ribbono Shel Olam runs his world. So then this has an effect on us, and this makes us into Banim Lamokim, gives us more of a deeper degree of Tzelem Elokim. The Shaila is, you have a Gersh and his Gayer. So the Gersh and his Gayer doesn't have these midas. So the Zohar raises that question. People study the Tanya, you don't have to go too far. The first chapter in the Tanya speaks about the Nochrim, their soul is made of one material. And the souls of the Bnei Yisrael is from Tachas Kisei HaKov, a different material. So everybody asks, so what about a Gersh and his Gayer? So they say that there's a passage in the Zohar where it says, when a Ger is in his Gayer, his Kotn Shanala Domi, literally, his old Neshama flies away, and he's endowed with a new Neshama. That new Neshama has all of, just like we were there at Har Sinai. So the Gemara says all the neshamas were there. So the Gersh and his guy is endowed with a new neshama that was there at Har Sinai. So he too will have the midas.
The Gemara says that when the first walker went through the Omisu Allah, so the nations themselves didn't want to accept it, but there were individuals who were part in that nation who wanted to accept it, and they wanted to get Yisrael and his Gaia. So they already were the right sort of accepted it, even at that time. If they grew up, what about the
program? No, the Ger Tzedek from Vilna, there was a Graf Potocki. He was a... So he said like that, from Vana Kumptas, that you have so many Jews who convert out of the religion, and so many non-Jews who are converting into the religion. What is it based on? So he gave that suggestion. When the Rabbanu Shalom offered the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, everybody said, we want it. There must have been a lot of Jews that didn't want it. When he offered to do Masoilam, nobody wanted it. There were some who did want it. So that's what he suggested. By the end of days, the Rabbanu Shalom is going to see to it that those who are descendants of those Jews who never wanted in the first place, they'll convert out of the religion. And those Goyim who are descendants of the original Nochum who did want to accept it, they will convert into the region. That's a famous word they say from the Ger Tzedek. And it's preceded, the one who wrote it before him was the Maharit, the Mabit. The Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef in Tzfat. He was in the Bezna of the Beis Yosef. So he wrote a Sefer Beis Elikim on Hashkofa and Amunah. So he has that line. He has one chapter where he gives that suggestion. Anyway, this was the Gilu Shechina Hashina that was Ilu Kevona Lefnei Hashina Lamanti Yirasi Al Panechem Levilti Yisachato. The Gilu Shechina itself accomplished that we were affected by the Gilu Shechina, that we understood more what it means v'halach the v'drach of what Selim Alekim is, what Banam Lamokim is. That's why we were endowed with these Midas Tevis, and even a Gershon is Geyer will also, he's going to get a cut in Shanala, that's going to get his old Neshama disappears, and he's endowed with a new Neshama.
You mentioned the case where you're not sure which carbon you're gonna, whether you need a carbon or not. So if you need
it's gonna come up here in this Gemara. Yeah.
So I thought that. Carbon taloi, you know, the taloi is
Hashem taloi.
Hashem taloi is for cases where you're not sure if you need a carbon or not.
If you're not sure if you chay b'chatas kvua, one who did an aver b'shoigig, which if he would have done it b'meiz, it would have been chay b'kareis. So then b'shoigig you chay b'chatas. If you're mesupik, if you did such an aver or not, then you bring an Hashem taloi.
Oh, only by that. Yeah, right. That's the only thing.
Never to stop it. Chatas kvua, then you bring an Hashem taloi.
Uh-huh.
I want to try to find the Zahid.